Medical doctor turned pundit Ben Carson is a fixture on conservative cable TV criticizing President Obama. Former Hewlett-Packard CEO Carly Fiorina has turned pundit and is a fixture on business cable channels criticizing President Obama. Now, both have turned their attention to criticizing the Democratic frontrunner in the race for the White House, Hillary Clinton. Both have announced they are running for president. Joining me now is Jim Rittenberg, chief political correspondent for The New York Times Magazine. Jim, welcome to The Takeaway.
Thanks for having me.
So Ben is the only black candidate running on the GOP side. Carly Fiorina is the only woman running on the GOP side. What would we call these two candidates? The entourage candidates, a particular wing of the Republican Party?
You know, I would say that they're from two different categories. It's at this point, there could be so many candidates in the Republican field that they're up to four different categories. I would say that Ben Carson is – they're both definitely long shots. I would say that Carly Fiorina is definitely more business wing. And Ben Carson, Dr. Ben Carson, has a growing – we'll see how much it grows – Tea Party following and a nice evangelical following as well.
So a Ron Paul kind of cult following for Ben Carson, and Carly Fiorina doesn't have the money to self-finance her campaign like Mitt Romney did, does she?
No, but, you know, we'll see when she gets in. One would think that she would have great access to capital given her business background, but there's so much competition at the top of the field for the big money donors that she is going to struggle. Maybe she'll get a lot of female donations, but we'll have to see. I don't feel the groundswell for Carly Fiorina that I feel for that I see it with Ben Carson.
Is there a coattails effect to just sort of being in the group of candidates on the GOP side? Mike Huckabee has made a career out of running for president, and it appears he's going to do it again.
He has made a career of it. Huckabee actually will be, by the way, the biggest threat to Ben Carson or vice versa. Ben Carson, though, however, doesn't need to run for president to make money. He's already so huge on the speaking circuit. He's a best-selling author. He's really kind of an extraordinary figure in this field. Again, perhaps a marginal one, but he doesn't need this the way maybe Huckabee did to turn himself into a TV star or build some different kind of career.
Do you think Ben Carson has the ability to legitimately pull an African-American constituency for the GOP on any level?
I don't know. Good question. There was a very good story in the Washington Post over the weekend that showed that Ben Carson was a folk hero in the black community because he has a Horatio Alger kind of story where he came out from extreme poverty, becomes really one of the top neurosurgeons in the country, if not the world, for real, not hyperbole. Yet he's gone after President Obama with so much vigor and at times with such kind of extreme rhetoric that he's turned off many potential black supporters.
And as for Fiorina, does she attract, candidates who are mainstream for being a possible running mate in some level, or can she, make it on her own? Is her staying power in the GOP race a sign that she might be there at the end as somebody's VP candidate?
Again, as a VP candidate, I'm not sure I see it because we never – some of the thinking that goes into VP candidates and selections, it's a little bit of witchcraft. I don't know how much of it's true, but the nominees like to pick someone who presumably is going to bring a big following. It's something that candidate doesn't have. So for Carly Fiorina to become a real viable, even VP choice, she's going to have to build a real movement. She hasn't done anything like that yet, but it is early. So, you know, the great thing about politics is hopefully it's full of surprises. So maybe she'll surprise us. But she, to me, I just don't see it right now.
Sort of new faces. Certainly Ben Carson is a new face in the presidential run. We'll see if they add anything to the discourse, bring a different kind of message, because the bigger the field, the more entertaining the debates, that's for sure. And Jim Rittenberg, chief political correspondent for The New York Times Magazine, thanks so much.
Thanks for having me.
To hear my full sit-down interview with Ben Carson that I did some months ago, you can visit us at thetakeaway.org.
NYC Now delivers breaking news, top headlines, and in-depth coverage from WNYC and Gothamist every morning, midday, and evening. By sponsoring our programming, you'll reach a community of passionate listeners in an uncluttered audio experience. Visit sponsorship.wnyc.org to learn more.